The State Division of Criminal Investigation is leading the investigation into this shooting yesterday at a school in Oshkosh that left a student and the police officer who confronted him injured. And this comes a day after a similar situation at Waukesha High School, at a Waukesha High School. So do you live in Oshkosh or Waukesha, or do you have a student who attends Oshkosh West High School? What is your reaction today? How do you feel about the latest school shootings in our state? We're at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Bridget Bowden is a special projects reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio, and she's been covering the situation in Oshkosh. Bridget, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So lead us through the events of what unfolded yesterday at Oshkosh West High School.
So a little bit after 9 a.m. yesterday at Oshkosh West, there was an altercation between a 16-year-old student and a student resources officer. The student stabbed the officer with some sort of edged weapon. The police haven't confirmed whether or not it was a knife. They're calling it an edged weapon. And then the officer fired on the student. Both the officer and the student are being treated at local hospitals for injuries.
You were there. How was the community reacting to this situation?
Obviously, it's a little unsettling, given that there was an officer-involved shooting in a school just the day before in Waukesha. By the time I got to Oshkosh, there was a perimeter established around the school for about three blocks, so you couldn't get into the school from any direction. And then students and parents were being reunited at a local middle school, and that was expected to wrap up yesterday afternoon. So all the students from Oshkosh West were expected to be sent home by about 2 p.m.
What have investigators said about the shooting at Oshkosh West High School? What do we know from them?
So it's obviously still very early. This just happened yesterday. But the incident is being investigated by the State Division of Criminal Investigation. As is required by state law, officer-involved shootings are investigated by outside agencies. So I believe they're looking at what could have caused this to happen, if there were any warning signs, if the evacuation was carried out correctly. I should say lockdown and evacuation, if that was carried out correctly. They're also looking at who was involved, if there were any other threats, that kind of thing.
How has Governor Evers responded to these shootings?
So Governor Evers actually released in a tweet yesterday that this incident at Oshkosh West hit home particularly for him because he had two of his children graduate from that high school. And so he released a statement yesterday that said, no student, quote, should be afraid to go to school or be in the classroom. So he's obviously concerned by what's going on here.
And Attorney General Josh Call has also spoken out.
Yes. Call said it would be difficult to say what might help prevent these incidents in the future, but he said more might be needed to be done to identify the threats in these kind of situations.
So do we know what will investigators be doing today and in coming days following, you know, two shootings in a row?
So I should say that the school is closed today, as are all schools in the district. So I imagine they may be doing more work within the school to investigate what could have caused this or what could have prevented it, really.
You also spoke with a Red Cross worker yesterday following the incident. What did they say?
Yes, I spoke to a woman who was with the Red Cross, and she was responding to the incident. She said she was a former high school counselor, and I asked her what parents should be watching out for after their children go through something like this at school, and she said that they should really be watching for acute stress responses, and she listed off a few things to watch for that included changes in sleeping patterns, changes in eating habits, a sudden drop of grades, sleeplessness, restlessness. That's the sort of thing that she said parents should be watching out for after their children have gone through this.
Were you able to see any parents and their kids together and what their reaction was like?
So by the time I arrived in Oshkosh, most the perimeter was established. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get near the school, and most of the parents had been reunited with their children. So I wasn't able to speak with any parents directly.
Well, Bridget, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Bridget Bowden is a special projects reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, the DNR is taking the first steps to regulate a class of synthetic chemicals called PFAS. It's in the early stages of the regulatory process. How do you feel about water quality in Wisconsin? How do you want the state to address PFAS? We're at 800-642-1234 to join in. This conversation with the DNR is just ahead right here on the Ideas Network. Oh,